Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 135, numéro 135. Okay, so today we are going to learn 7 question words in French. Question words like what, where, when, etc. Now, if you want to learn more about how to ask questions in French using the 3 different methods to ask questions, which reminder, are the ESCE method, the inversion method, and the intonation method, then go and listen to episodes number 75 and 76 of, obviously, the French Made Easy podcast. Those are very important episodes, very important lessons to listen to. So if you haven't listened to them before, then go and do that before you listen to that one. And if you are new to the podcast, welcome. Make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you. That will make it much easier for you to understand. And after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download your lessons exercises. It's all free and all the links are in the episode notes on your podcast platform. All right. So as I was saying, I will share in this episode 7 question words in French, and I'll give you some examples for each question word. And actually, I'll give you examples for each method. So the ESCE method, the inversion method, and the intonation method. Now, another reminder, I feel like I'm saying that all the time when it comes to the topic of asking questions in French, but the inversion method is not commonly used in spoken French, right? It is used mainly in writing, et encore, formal writing, right? The 2 most used methods are the ESCE method and the intonation method. So don't worry too much if you are not quite confident with the inversion method. The main thing is to understand it. So if you see it in writing, you can understand what it means. But then again, listen to episode 75 and 76 for more on how to ask questions in French. All right, so I think we can get started now. Let's learn our 7 question words, our interrogative words. First one, où, that means where. Où. All right, so I'm going to give you example first with the ESCE method. Où est-ce qu'il va? Where is he going? Où est-ce qu'il va? Intonation, il va où? Where is he going? Il va où? Inversion method, où va-t-il? Where is he going? Où va-t-il? Number 2, quand? It means when. Quand? ESCE method, quand est-ce qu'on part? When are we leaving? Quand est-ce qu'on par. Intonation. On part quand? On part quand? Inversion. Quand part-on? Quand part-on? Number 3. Pourquoi? Why? Pourquoi? ESCE method. Pourquoi est-ce qu'elle est triste? Why is she sad? Pourquoi est-ce qu'elle est triste? Intonation. Pourquoi elle est triste? Pourquoi elle est triste? Inversion. Pourquoi est-elle triste? Pourquoi est-elle triste? Number 4. Qui? That means who. Qui? ESCE method. Qui est-ce qui va avec toi? Who is going with you? Qui est-ce qui va avec toi? Intonation. Qui va avec toi? Qui va avec toi? Inversion. Avec qui vas-tu? With whom are you going? Avec qui vas-tu? Number five. Comment? That means how. Comment? Est-ce que method? Comment est-ce que vous payez? How are you paying? Comment est-ce que vous payez? Intonation. Vous payez comment? Vous payez comment? Inversion. Comment payez-vous? Comment payez-vous? Number six. Combien? How much or how many? Now, the translation will depend here on the context, okay? Est-ce que method? Combien de personnes est-ce qu'elles invitent? How many people are they inviting? Combien de personnes est-ce qu'elles invitent? Intonation. Elles invitent combien de personnes? How many people are they inviting? Elles invitent combien de personnes? Inversion. Combien de personnes invitent-elles? Combien de personnes invitent-elles? And last one. Que or quoi? And that means what? And I'll give you a note on which one to use in a second. All right. So, est-ce que method? Qu'est-ce que tu fais? What are you doing? Qu'est-ce que tu fais? Intonation. Tu fais quoi? Tu fais quoi? Inversion. Que fais-tu? What are you doing? Que fais-tu? Now, a few notes here about que or quoi. There's a bit more to it, but as a beginner, please remember these two things. Number one, when que, Q-U-E, meaning what, is placed at the end of a question or after a preposition, it changes to quoi, has the same meaning. Par exemple, tu manges quoi? What are you eating? I cannot say tu manges que. Why? Because it is placed at the end of the question. Another one, tu penses à quoi? What are you thinking about? I cannot say tu penses à que. Why? Because it is placed after the preposition à. Tu penses à quoi? Note number two, que, Q-U-E, becomes Q-U with an apostrophe before a vowel or a mute. H. Par exemple, qu'entends-tu? What do you hear? Que is placed before the verb entend. It starts with a vowel. Therefore, Q-U-E, so que, becomes Q-U apostrophe. Qu'entends-tu? What do you hear? So that's it for the notes. Now let's do a quick recap of our question words. Où means where. Quand means when. Pourquoi means why. Qui means who. Comment means how. Combien means how much or how many. Que or quoi means what. Et voilà, that is the end of today's episode on question words. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, I know that the topic of asking questions in French is always a little bit difficult for beginners, especially, you know, with that many methods to ask questions when they all mean the same thing. So really make sure that you go and listen to the other episodes where I teach you how to ask questions, episode 75 and 76. It's going to make things a lot clearer for you if you are struggling with it. But if it's all good for you, then it is time to head over to the French Made Easy exercise library to download today's exercises and practice what you have learned. I will chat with you next week. A bientôt. Bye. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.